To mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus, under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison. 42-year-old Aaron West worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at Abundant Life Christian School. West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara were killed in last week's shooting. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left and said he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. And $2 million in grants will go toward housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 801 on Christmas Eve Tuesday. We talked about it. We got to play it. The 12 Days of Christmas by the Muppets and John Denver on Max FM.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
My true love gave to me six geese a lane,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a swimming,
six geese a lane.
A partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a milking,
seven swans a swimming,
six geese a laying,
five gold rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Swimming.
Six geese a laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge.
leaping, and lords are leaping.
Seven swans are swimming,
six geese are laying,
five gold rings, ba-dum-bum-bum.
Four calling birds,
eight French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming,
11 drummers piping,
and lords are leaping.
Swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings,
ba-dum-bum-bum. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:06 on Christmas Eve day. And, okay, we had to play the Muppets because Wendy mentioned that. And then she challenged me to figure out this Christmas song. Took me a few minutes, but, you know, Google did me well. I had to get a couple creative searches in there. But it's Tommy Jones. I Love Christmas on Max FM.
Mistletoe and cherry wine.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Wendy with you. 8:10 on Christmas Eve day. Wendy, I found it. It's Tommy James. I Love Christmas.
Way to go, Dave. Way to persevere.
You know, I had to Google it. It was one of those, and it was just getting that right Google search in place and try to figure out which song it was, because just with the words in there and so forth, it took a little bit of, once I figured out the lyrics, I'm like, all right, I'm going to find it. And so I started going through some things, and yes, we did find it. So there you go. And again, we will have all Christmas music starting at 6 p.m. tonight through Christmas Day, and then on midnight, December 26th, we'll resume regular programming, because we're all going to be off tomorrow celebrating with our families.
Well, we're always a little off, but, you know, we will be off of work tomorrow.
Well, some of you are a little more off than others.
Hey, we all have our moments, man.
Yes, we do. But we have a great time here, and we do appreciate, again, all of our listeners. Thank you so much. We do hope everyone has a great holiday. We really enjoy seeing each and one and every one of you when we're out and about. We did get a chance to see a few people in the store on Sunday, and it's one of those experiences we just love. And Wendy, you know what? I'm looking forward to our green and gold watch party coming up this Sunday.
Yes, definitely. That'll be a great time, Dave. Over at Mike's Italian Restaurant, we're going to start about 2:30. The game starts at 3:30, and we're going to have raffle prizes and some great drink and food specials, and I love one of our prizes.
Which one? We have two
did
raffle
prizes. Did you see
what
prizes. I did there, Dave? I love one
you
of our
love, prizes. And we're not going to say which quarterback jersey we're raffling off. But you're going to love that prize.
Boy, we're on the ball today.
Yes, we are. So, yes, we're raffling off an authentic green and gold jersey from a very recent quarterback, as well as a green and gold authentic licensed blanket. And I thought about grabbing that blanket today, but I'm not going to do that. We'll save that till Sunday. So
I think Stout would steal it on you anyway. So you
he would. Know. Trust me. I know he would. He stole my quilt, and where he woke up this morning was all telling as well. I was a little surprised at where I found him when he woke up this morning.
Well, I feel like he was missing me a little bit yesterday, because he snuggled me last night too, which is rare.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal was, and I woke up with him under my arm this morning. He doesn't normally sleep up there, so that was a little bit different, not used to him sleeping up there. And he's not a huge snuggler either. I mean, he'll snuggle in by her feet, but he doesn't normally snuggle. He's a pretty on-the-go dog.
Well, you know, way down there by your feet, he probably missed you.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. So he would definitely steal that green and gold fleece blanket. So again, we'll be at Mike's Italian Restaurant this Sunday, starting at 2:30 p.m. for the green and gold watch party. We're taking on, you know, that team from Minnesota, so we'll see how that goes. But the green and gold is in the playoffs, which is great news. They clinched that spot last night with a shutout victory, so we're happy to see that. We'll have Hanging with Havel about 8:30 this morning as well, but we're looking forward to that. So come on out and enjoy some great food and drink specials with us. Everyone that orders something will get entered into that raffle drawing for that extra special green and gold jersey, and we know everybody's going to love that jersey.
Absolutely.
And we're going to enjoy being there. Both Wendy and myself are going to be there. Emily's planning on being there, so that is our plan. We'll have the crew there for the whole game, and so, yeah, we're excited. So stop on over and see us, Mike's Italian Restaurant, this Sunday, 2:30 p.m., we cannot wait. When are you going to be back with me?
I feel like there's some stromboli in my future.
Oh, that is delicious. Now you got me thinking about that, because, hey, I haven't had breakfast, and that stromboli is awesome. And there's a little bit of a backstory to that as well.
It's huge.
Yeah. We told
three
one,
meals
no,
out
no,
of
you,
one.
Yeah, that was priceless that day or that night we were in there with you. And, yeah, Corey Hartman and I kind of got you pretty good that night.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. But hey, I love stromboli now. Never knew that what it was before, but it's pretty darn tasty.
Yeah, it was. And so, yeah, so that's definitely something we recommend, stromboli. The pizza's always good. So, yeah, Mike's Italian Restaurant this Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Green and Gold Watch Party. You have a chance to win an authentic green and gold jersey and fleece blanket, and you get to see yours truly. Both of us will be there, so stop on by for that. We're looking forward to that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Wendy, so you'll be back with me in about 5 minutes. We're going to go through some calendar days.
That's what you tell me.
Yes, it is. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at PalsDells.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Maximum hits.
Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Bob Seger, old time rock and roll. 8:20 on Tuesday morning, aka Christmas Eve. Wendy, I've got a real quick breaking news item that I want to talk about, just so everyone's aware of this.
Lay it on us, Dave. What do you got?
All right. So there was an FAA ground stop nationwide this morning. There was a brief outage that grounded all American flights during the busiest travel period of the year. American Airlines says it's resumed its service and as of Tuesday morning here. American Airlines said a technical issue had delayed all of its flights in the United States, but the company began boarding flights around 7 a.m. is what they've reported to the news agencies. In an updated statement later Tuesday morning, American said a vendor technology issue caused the problems that have since been resolved and been resumed. So that was not a great time for people that are flying. There was 26 flights that were canceled, and I believe around 1,000 flights that were delayed in the United States as part of this. So a little bit crazy, but that's all resumed. They're back to normal.
Technology, it's great when it works.
Right, exactly. So hopefully everyone's getting where they need to go. And just make sure you give yourself plenty of time to do that. Wendy, let's talk about calendar days. Of course, today is December 24th. And I'm looking at our list today, and there's not a whole lot on here. But I did see one that definitely is a holiday-appropriate one. It's National Eggnog Day. You know, the drink that's only available in stores during the holiday season. I gave Corey Hartman a little grief because he celebrated it a day early. So,
well, sometimes you just got a pregame, you know. I see one on here that's Dave Grant's former national holiday, Last Minute Shopper's Day. Join us as we strike off items from our shopping list on this Last Minute Shopper's Day.
Yeah, that I'm guilty. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore, though. All my shopping has been done for weeks.
I've trained you well.
Yes, you have. It is also Libya Independence Day today. And National Consumer Rights Day. So rights of all consumers are celebrated and promoted across India. So, and I think that's more than just here. So very important day. And of course, it's Christmas Eve. Now we're going to look ahead to tomorrow, December 25th. And so it's not a huge list of things, but it is Alphabet Day or Noel Day. You see what I did there?
Yep, I do see what you did there. And you didn't hurt yourself. I'm so proud of you. Here's another one that we will probably celebrate in our family tomorrow. At least I know my brother-in-law will. It's National Pumpkin Pie Day tomorrow on the 25th. This is missed out on celebrating pumpkins around Halloween. Now is the time to make up for it.
And there you go. And it's a goal mile 2021. So the goal is to get a mile in of exercise tomorrow after you eat all of that pumpkin pie. So, yes, it's definitely pumpkin pie day tomorrow. And, of course, it is Christmas Day tomorrow. So we look forward to that. Again, Christmas music will start tonight at 6 p.m. Go through Christmas Day. Regular programming will resume on December 26th. And Wendy, we appreciate you stopping in today. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you being here.
No problem, Dave. It was fun being with you this morning.
And so, Wendy, you're actually going to be back with us on Thursday afternoon filling in as well.
Yep, that's what I hear. Filling in for a few vacations going on. I think, is it Aaron that's on vacation that I'm filling in for?
Yeah, you'll be filling in for Aaron. Yes, correct. So Aaron will be on vacation after today, a much deserved vacation. So he'll be on with us today, and then he will be out through New Year's. So Wendy will be filling in basically starting on Thursday, that 4 to 7 p.m. shift. The exception will be probably Friday, because we do have basketball games on Friday. Our first basketball game will kick off. I got to go look at my calendar quick.
I believe it was 3:30, Dave.
3:30.
Oh, no,
okay,
no, wait.
So,
no, maybe it's earlier than that.
It's 3:30. That's what my calendar says. So yeah. Bearable Girls versus Lodi, 3:30 p.m. They'll be right here on 99.7 Max FM with Ben Bromley on the call. Then he'll be back at 7 p.m. for Bearable Boys versus Lodi. So doubleheader this Friday, so I'll fill in between the short stint of basketball there, because that's just going to be a unique situation. So again, that's this Friday. So Wendy, you'll fill in on Thursday, and then you're here all next week.
It's going to be weird being on the air when it's light outside.
I know. That's a little bit weird for you because normally you're doing Sunday nights at 8 to midnight. So
I won't know how to function.
So we look forward to having you in, and we appreciate you filling in as well.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
So, Wendy, thank you again for being here. So, Hanging with Hobble, that's going to be up next on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Kick off your year with the Mirror Lake State Park First Day Hike. 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, and you can join them to kick off this year-long celebration at Mirror Lake State Park. A brief program to honor the 125th anniversary will start the event at 11 a.m., followed by a guided 1.5-mile first day hike. Refreshments will be available, and there will be a fire going to keep you warm. Again, this event gets started at 11 a.m. at Mirror Lake State Park at the Boat Launch parking lot. This is a free event, but a state park sticker is required. And with the holidays, many local businesses will have special events and operating hours. Be sure to check their social media pages and websites for details. And as always, swing by the local Chamber of Commerce sites as well.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 820 with Frank Sinatra and Cyndi Lauper, and then Hanging with Hobble on Max FM.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Really?
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's been naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows.
so be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new physicians group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the physicians group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic, right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, is going to join us in just moments as we talk about that big shutout win at Lambeau Field last night. Your Green Bay Packers are officially playoff bound. Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
Tricor Insurance works with leading industry carriers like Mount Morris Mutual to provide honest and reliable service when you need it most.
What I do is just try to put myself in my client's shoes. For one, I want them to know that they're not alone. They know that no matter what happens when it comes up, that they can count on us to assist them through that process, whatever it may be.
Tricor and Mount Morris Mutual. For your home, auto, and more, visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
See Donrick Insurance.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
It's time for Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. He is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Hovel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance. Chris, good morning, and for any Packers fan who was hoping for a little Christmas cheer, well, you certainly got it last night watching these Green Bay Packers play at Lambeau Field.
Well, Maddie, Merry Christmas Eve to you, and yes, Merry Christmas to you and to yours. It's great to be with you this morning.
As well.
Certainly an early gift for the Packers fans from the team that is easy to root for and easy to like, and especially not just the way they play, but the way they play together, work together, and all those things. It's really a study in team building. It's a study in chemistry, and it's really, just a great look at a team that is on the rise and believes in each other and really living in the moment. Fun team to watch.
Absolutely. And everybody's deeming them as the team that could be dangerous going into the playoffs. So if you're a Packers fan, you're hoping that everybody from Rich Eisen to Troy Aikman last night to Tony Romo earlier this week, you hope all those guys are right, right? Because, you know, you're right. They are. They're a whole lot of fun to watch. And taking care of business last night, right? They didn't play with their food. They went out there, they handled it, and they made sure that they clinched themselves a playoff position. Now, where they're going to land in the whole seeding, we have no idea yet. A few things could still happen in the next couple of weeks. But here's some of the things that I took away from last night's game. They won 34-0, and there are some people out there, crazy, crazy fans, who are a little upset about that. Are you kidding me? This was probably the most well-rounded game that this team has played all season. I don't know how you could be upset with their first shutout win of this season in the NFL, by the way, people. Edgerrin Cooper, he is still a star. I will continue to say it because he is, and he showed us why last night. And I think this was a really good education last night, and in if you pound the ball and play defense, you're probably going to come up with a win, right? I mean, we saw that from this team last night. Zane Anderson, he is real, and he came up big for in the game last night. Josh Jacobs, another instant reaction of mine, he is definitely good. Brenton Cox, pretty useful out there on the field, and we've talked a lot about his use since Preston Smith was traded. Goot got Malik Willis for a 7th-round pick. I don't know, I still find that to be funny. Whenever I see Malik Willis play football, I still laugh about the fact that Goot picked him up for a 7th-round pick, and you got to think that the Tennessee Titans might just regret that a little bit, right?
Well, I wonder, and when Goody does his Christmas shopping and fills that list out, does Brian Gutekunst bargain shop that well for the family, for the kids, as he does for the team? I wonder.
You got to think that, you know, once a bargain shopper, always a bargain shopper, clipping his coupons and all that. And Brandon McManus, huge in-season acquisition for this team. He has come up clutch almost. Has he missed one? I think one. One kick is all he's missed so far with as a Green Bay Packer. But those were some of my instant reactions to this team and the game we watched put together last night at Lambeau Field. Now, we got to start with the defensive side of the ball, though, okay? And we'll talk a little bit about some of those points as we break it down. But, you know, they handled it last night. This was exactly how you would expect a team to come out and play a backup quarterback. How long has Rattler been in the league? Not very long.
Wow, he's a rookie.
Okay, he's a rookie. So you would expect them to go out there and handle it just as they did. And they were shorthanded, Green Bay Packers. No Jair once again. No Javon Bullard. Quay Walker still dealing with his injury. Evan Williams was a late addition to the injury report this week with a quadricep injury. He wasn't out there. So you're thinking, uh-oh, this could get a little out of hand. No, never. Never out of hand for this defense. So what do you make of this defensive performance and what Jeff Hafley put together?
Well, I tell you, anytime you pitch the first shutout in the NFL season by any team, that's going to get a whole lot of attention.
Were you surprised by the way? Mm-hmm. Were you surprised by the shutout, by the way? I have to ask. Were you surprised by a shutout
team? You know, seeing as how it was the first one of the season and the first one for the Saints in 396 games or whatever, 369 games, I guess, something crazy anyway.
Sure.
I was. Now, I thought the Saints could muster 10 points anyway, but that was before I knew Marquez Valdes-Scantling was not going to be available.
Right.
So that was 10 points right there for sure. So I kid. But they needed all hands on deck, as it turned out. Well, I think with the defense, a couple of things on that side of the ball. First, not having Jair Alexander, you get him 1 week closer to being totally healthy, which big game Minnesota, we know what their receivers can do and all of that, but we got time to get to that. Carrington Valentine, a lot of snaps last night. Eric Stokes, according to everybody from Larry McCarron to Matt LaFleur, played well last week and apparently played pretty well last night.
He was Carrington Valentine, some pads though, out there.
He got a lot of praise earlier in the week from LaFleur in terms of setting a tone, attention to detail, working on his craft. And then really the big thing there, this time of year it can be the doldrums a little bit. You know, so you try to get juice wherever you can find it. When a guy like Carrington Valentine's chirping in practice and really active and getting into it, that makes life easier for the coaches and for his teammates, frankly. So, and then you take that into a game and carry it from practice to the game, which is the whole purpose of the practice, right?
Sure.
That's the thing that's worth singling out. And Jeff Hafley gave him he was the G of the week. So whatever that can mean, and Matt LaFleur defined what the G player is every week, I still am not really sure, but it's an award that they give to someone that they, you know, deserves it. And Valentine got it. And taking that a step further with Christian Watson, when he was talking about him all week, how much he practices so hard. So clearly LaFleur is trying to bang home that message of guys practicing hard, getting their snaps on Sundays, yeah, or game days anyway. But the guy that stood out most of all in that regard, Chris Brooks.
Yeah.
All three running backs get rushing touchdowns. Josh, mm-hmm, Jacobs gets 170 yards from scrimmage. Sixth straight game for Jacobs with a touchdown. By the way, just a machine. But yeah, Matt LaFleur, and I'm very, very delighted by the fact that he made sure, was mindful to get Chris Brooks a touch in the end zone, yeah, get him the touchdown. And he had singled him out as a guy who's been working his tail off in practice and doing little things. So clearly making the message to the team, you do right by me in practice, I'll do right by you in games, right down to the third string running back. And I do think it was fairly phenomenal that they had 9 different players with rushing, yeah, attempts. 9. I didn't know, yeah, that there could be that many eligible. They had 10 different players who were targeted in the passing game. 7 of them caught passes. So you talk about just spreading the wealth in a feel-good atmosphere. Now, there's a lot of work to be done, and they know, sure, that, and Minnesota, but what a great tone setter, Maddie, for the week to come,
oh,
get,
yeah,
through the holidays and get after the Vikings Sunday late afternoon.
And you got to think that perked up the Vikings' attention a little bit too, right? I mean, let's be honest. The New Orleans Saints have had their issues this year. They were basically bottom of the league in the defense. Offense, even with Derek Carr behind the line of scrimmage, has not been a world beater of an offense either. But at the same time, they can still move the ball. If Kamara's in there and he's healthy, if MVS, again, we kind of joke, but he has been one of their main receivers, especially since Olave's been down. You know, if they're all in there, it's a much different offense. Now, this Packers defense actually pressured Rattler on 7 of 13 dropbacks, and we're talking in the first half. He was 1 of 2 passing for 17 yards with 2 sacks and 3 scrambles. I think the guy that most impressed me last night, only because I was a little surprised by his play, was Keyshawn Nixon. He actually was much better on the boundary than I anticipated him to be. Even had the big sack that created the fumble that Rashawn Gary eventually picked up. But I was a little surprised by Keyshawn Nixon. I'm not sure. This whole team on the defensive side was very physical and very fast last night. And you just heard me reference the pads were popping. You could hear them. I mean, even Eric Stokes was popping pads. And if he's doing that, then, you know, they're playing with some force out there. So I was a little surprised by the physicality that this defense played with, because I'm not sure we always see that from the Green Bay Packers defense.
Well, I'll tell you what, Edgerrin Cooper, and I don't want to put too much on his plate right away,
he changes everything, Chris.
He really does. I mean, he is a tone setter that way. He knows how to single out the ball carrier or the quarterback, get to either one, whatever you need, screens, yeah, being able to sift through the garbage and get to the ball carrier. He's special that way. So special that Troy Aikman, he said, boy, another 56, and he wasn't talking about Nick Barnett.
Right. Yeah.
He's talking about Lawrence Taylor, and to even he said, no, I don't want to get ahead of my, he kind of joking, but he said, boy, he said, you watch Cooper, and I don't know how far back they deep dive, Joe and Troy, into, you know, the history of the season and, yeah, all of that, because all the people that you were talking about referencing, and it's great that, you know, the Packers, a team that you fear the most and scared, don't want to play.
Sure.
You and I have seen this coming. That's not a,
right,
new take for either of us at all.
Right.
In fact, it was expected that they would do what they did last night. That's not surprising. And yeah, they're going to be a tough out. They're not going to be the division champ, but,
right,
so what? Because they're, as I said before, in better shape than any other team in the NFC. And I would say over the Eagles, too, now, after what,
yeah,
happened on Sunday. So you look where the Packers are positioned right now. But defensively, though, getting back to that, Colby Wooden, Devontae Wyatt,
yep,
Kenny Clark, Carl Brooks, all had their moments, and they were into that Saints offensive line, like, from the,
yes,
jump. And,
yes,
and redrawn the line of scrimmage, I say it over and over, but it's true. You know, when they're start, it's already 3 yards in the backfield, and you know, the play hasn't even really been run yet.
Right.
That's a big disadvantage. And especially with teams wanting to screen so much now, too. When you cause that much havoc up front, they're trying to get out to set up a screen, and they don't even have time. I mean, they're trying to look like, you know, fake like we're blocking. Well,
yeah,
if we don't, they're going to take the quarterback's head off anyway before we set up the screen. It's really impressive how Jeff Affley apparently has layer upon layer built this thing and brought it together.
Yeah.
And especially on the backside, I don't care who's out there. Those are NFL players.
Sure.
And no, all those players that you talked about on defense didn't miss a beat. Positioned themselves better now.
Yeah.
If Jair Alexander or Quay or somebody has another injury, there's not going to be, or Javon Bullard, I know there won't be any hesitation about, well, gee, how do we proceed looking around who's in, who's up?
Right.
What are we doing?
I mean, and you got to be a little excited about the opportunity that a guy like Zane Anderson had, right? Like, intercepted a ball, almost had a second one towards the end of the game as well. But these are opportunities in actual NFL games, right? I mean, you can say what you want about who is on the field for the New Orleans Saints, but both teams want to play. And let me tell you, that defense for the New Orleans Saints, they battled all the way to the very end. They weren't going to make it easy on the Green Bay Packers just because they, you know, had run up the score at some point. So these are still NFL players who want to win a game as well. And even though, you know, the Saints knew where they were at, they were out of any sort of playoff contention over the weekend. But at the same time, there's still pride in what they do, right? So
The Saints defense played hard. They have played hard.
Yes. They've got some heavy hitters on that defense, too. You talk Cam Jordan's and
Demario Davis.
Yes. Yeah. It's still a pretty good defense.
And they play hard, but that was the side that I would have been more, well, I wasn't concerned at all, really, but curious. I thought the Packers' defense would have the better of it against Spencer Rattler, just overmatched.
Sure.
But on offense, I thought, the Saints have enough veterans there and enough salty players. We're a couple of corners with great length and all of that. But you know what? They scored on 6 of their first 8 possessions.
Yeah, Chase Young out there, the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, these are guys that aren't going to make it easy on an opposing offense in any way, shape, or form. Now, let's talk a little bit about that offense. This is the 5th straight game where Green Bay has scored 30-plus points. That's unbelievable. They're the only team in the league right now with that statistic behind them. I guess it wouldn't really be a statistic. We'll call it numbers,
that
I
distinction.
Guess, yeah, I mean, but 5 straight games with 30-plus points, and you look at some of their competition. I mean, I know they didn't win against the Detroit Lions, but they certainly didn't make it easy on the Detroit Lions. And, I don't want to look too far ahead because we're still basking in the glory of a shutout win last night. But at the same time, you got to think that these are important things to keep in mind when you go face the Minnesota Vikings, who basically haven't won a game with more than 2 or 3 points for a majority of their season.
For sure. I mean, you look right now, the Packers have given up fewer points on defense than the Lions have. They're close to where the Vikings have, and they've scored more points than Minnesota for all the explosive fireworks in Minnesota. So you look at it that way, 3 teams about as close as you can get, but all 3, I think, trending kind of different directions. And,
yes.
And the bottom line still, I think, is if the Packers' defense can come close to or exceed what Brian Flores can bring with Minnesota, it's still Jordan Love versus Sam Darnold, and I'll take Jordan Love all day. I don't care who they're throwing to.
Yeah. And I know there's been a lot of people who are like, oh, Sam Darnold, you know, he's finally found his place. That's just it. I mean, with good coaching, anything's possible. Will the Minnesota Vikings keep him around another year? I mean, that's the question that's going to come in the offseason, and that question is only to still be answered in months coming up. But I think it's going to be interesting. It's a quandary that the Minnesota Vikings have themselves in because they went out and drafted a young stud who obviously they lost for the season because of knee injury. Do you chance it and bring him back? Do you bring him back and let him sit behind Darnold? Because I'm telling you, after the season Darnold's had, he's not going to be cheap.
No, it's kind of crazy. 2 guys at the market. Who the hey knows? Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold.
Right.
Because they're both going to have contracts coming up.
Yep.
And I think Darnold can't do anything but land on his feet after this. I mean, so he's in a happy, he's in a great position. He's resurrected his career.
Sure.
And all of that. And now he wants to take the next step of proving he can actually win a playoff game because you're talking, I think, I wouldn't say exponentially, but think of the salary. When you sit down at that table, I had 1 good year, career year, versus I had that, but then I won 2 games in the playoffs with the Vikings. I got them to the, you know, divisional round, championship, wherever, you know.
It worked for Aaron Rodgers for quite a few years. I mean, let's be honest.
And we know Sam Darnold's no Aaron Rodgers, right?
This is right. This is very true. Now, when it comes to this Green Bay offense, they had 9 third or fourth down conversions last night against the Saints. They were 4 of 4 in the red zone, which is a much better number than we've seen in week past. One of those little things that Matt LaFleur said they needed to work on, which they've made a consorted effort of doing so. They had 0 turnovers. They allowed 0 sacks. They rushed for 190 yards. They had 2 takeaways, 3 sacks, and they won the time of possession by almost 15 minutes. That is a winning recipe, if you ask me. I mean, it's,
you know, they talk about
60
minutes of football and start to finish and all the cliches. I mean, they checked every box.
Yeah.
Last night,
I don't know. Kicking.
Matt LaFleur and his staff are going to have to do a lot of nitpicking when they go through the film, but it'll be fun to find mistakes they can correct. Sean Ryan, by the way, I want to mention him.
Yeah.
Talking offense, they have not given up a sack in forever, not many anyway. They're one of the best in the NFL. And Sean Ryan, every single week, plays better and better at right guard.
I know.
I think, you know, finally that third-round status, it took him 3 years to get him in shape, but there he is.
Right? Well, in the first year, he had some personal issues, so he was not really with the
team.
Well,
he had PED problems.
Yes, yeah.
A suspension right out of the jump.
Right.
Personal issues.
So they got things cleared up. They've gotten his mind right. They've gotten his body right all at the same time. And boy, oh boy, has it paid off. Because, and let's be honest too, other than, and Aikman and Buck pointed it out last night, other than one game, this is an O-line that hasn't missed any time together, which is actually pretty phenomenal when you think about it in the National Football League, right? That everybody's been so healthy, knock on wood, that they've been able to stay together for a majority of the season. And that was the one game where Josh Myers didn't play. But otherwise, this is an O-line that's been able to perform week in and week out together, and it makes a difference. There's continuity.
Oh, my gosh. Especially when you look at what might have to be the depth back there.
Right.
You know, you just knock on wood, because the one game they didn't have their five, the preferred five, was a disaster.
Yeah.
They couldn't
snap
the ball. So I would suspect that would get fixed in the event Myers couldn't go. But to the point of the O-line being together, and that's just a beautiful thing when you look at the snap counts every week. Offensive line, 62, 60, you know, right top to bottom, every snap, every week, 5 guys, just how you draw it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an O-line that, other than that Detroit game where they seem to be sleepwalking through that one. And even then, Love had pressure in his face the entire game, but he went relatively untouched. I mean, there was a couple sacks by the Detroit team, but it wasn't like a lot of quarterbacks who basically land on their back all the time. So even on their worst day, they're still better than a lot of good O-lines in the league. Now, what I thought was interesting is you had mentioned earlier the 9 different touches on the ball and the different carriers of the ball, the 3 running backs getting the touchdown. That's actually the most in 70 years for the Green Bay Packers when we're talking about 9 players who had rushing attempts last night. That's the most in 70 years for the Green Bay Packers. It's probably the most you're going to see for a lot of teams, and probably for the modern NFL too, right? I mean, everybody has their preferred receivers. You have your number ones, you have all of that. So the fact that you had 9 people touching the ball last night and carrying it, that's kind of an anomaly. But and it's funny, because last night we were watching the game and they kept running the ball, and pretty soon my husband was like, why aren't they passing? I said, because this is a run first team now, and people have
because they don't have to.
They don't have to. Exactly. But it's weird, right? Because this is not what we know the Green Bay Packers to be, especially in this modern era of football, when you have Rodgers back there.
The thing I loved about it too, okay, so then it's an anomaly, the 9 ball carriers, crazy stuff, but I'll go down the list just real quick. Jordan Love, able to run because he's healthy enough, thank God.
Yep.
Malik Willis can run because he's Malik Willis.
Right.
You look at the Jacobs, Wilson, Brooks, very intentional in giving Jacob some time off.
Love
and
this
when
bathroom,
he had a little
too.
Bit of the arm hanging kind of funny when he came off the field, that was it. They weren't going to mess with it. So there was a reason Tucker Kraft's carry on the short yardage was the thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It was by design. Bo Melton, some of the plays, trying to give defenses for future reference, you know, going ahead here, more things to think about, more combinations. And
and
Jaden Reed even. I thought that there was reason. It wasn't just willy-nilly 9 guys and let's just get cute with it. you go down the list of guys, and there were really good reasons or really good things to think about why they ran and when they did it, and it all makes sense. It's really, it's coming together.
Yeah, you mean like the scripted trip that the Lions did on Sunday? It wasn't cute like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, that there's cute, and then there's, come on now. I don't know. Some liked it. I don't know.
I thought it was weird. Like, seriously, what happens if he would have actually fallen trying to, like,
The Packer game, you know.
Right?
I don't know if they work on that play if he had, when he got stepped on at the end of the Packer
right?
game, handing off that ended in a loss. But anyway, the Lions, I'm not going to dog them for whatever they do
right.
because they've suffered enough, and they're going to continue to suffer more this season, I think, before it's over.
Well, and it worked for them. I'm just trying to think of how people would have reacted had that not worked for the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say, though, too, is I really thought that Matt LaFleur really went into his bag of tricks last night and pulled out a lot of unscouted looks. And that kind of gets me a little excited as a Packers fan for what else does he have in there that he's going to bring out during playoffs. I mean, if this is what he's giving us to clinch the playoff position, right, as a wild card, what has he got in that playbook that he can pull out when, you know, it's win or go home? I mean, that's essentially what I kept thinking as I was watching that game last night. I'm not going to be so sure that the Bo Melton jet sweep wasn't a Christian Watson jet sweep, but obviously he was a little banged up. So I think they gave that one to Bo Melton. That's kind of how I felt about it. But at the same time, it worked. And so I'm not angry about it. But I think Christian Watson not being out on the field also was the reason why you saw this offense lull a little bit. If you notice, Packers fans, it lulled when Watson and Jacobs both went out at the same time. I don't think it had anything to do with, not being able to play against the defense. I literally think there was a bit of a stalling mechanism because you lost your field stretcher and your best running back. I mean, because you could, right?
Right.
And because Watson was a little banged up, you want to keep him for down the road, especially when it's a knee injury that he's dealt with before. But that's when I saw this offense stalled. I don't think you need to be worried if you're a Packers fan, because as you alluded to, they know they still have work to do. They know that it's not perfect yet, and I think that's why you can love this team so much, too.
Well, for sure. And, I mean, the deep throw to Jaden Reed reestablished that
again.
And they're setting up plays that they didn't even run last night by plays they did run.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two steps ahead of in the thinking. But to get everybody involved, I think, is key, because you've got to have that mindset, I think, going forward. I mean, I'm sure guys this week, Christmas or otherwise, can't wait to get to work and get after it for the Vikings game.
Yeah.
And they would anyway. But this kind of a game last night that they had, I think, just cements that. And it's a bonus knowing you're going to be in the playoffs, but they knew that already.
Yeah.
But I think the way Jordan Love looked, the offensive line, I mean, it's just now special teams is kind of under the radar a little bit with the coverage. The kick coverage has kind of slid a little bit the last couple of weeks, but I can't dog them too much. I mean, if you're nitpicking, I suppose. But again, no turnovers. You know, I mean, Jordan Love tried his best, but Saunders couldn't come up with the pick.
Couldn't the kick return game and the backslide a little bit have to do with the injuries? I mean, there's no Javon Bullard out there or anything on the return.
Yeah, I mean, Zane Anderson had two tackles last night, and he's full-time at safety.
Right, you know, so you got to think
Quay Walker would be good for one or two tackles on teams, and he's not even playing, so.
Yeah, so you got to think that a little bit of the slip sliding there on the special teams, and although I'm not going to argue about the Green Bay Packers special teams, because they actually find the guy with the ball now and they get to him. I mean, I'm not sure we've seen them do that if you've watched this team for very long.
No, they have gotten better, and that's why I say,
kind of nitpicking,
but as a special teams coach said to me once, you know what rolls downhill? Injuries and special teams is at the bottom.
Right. You know, but you got to think that guys like Bullard not being out there, Quay Walker not being out there, I think that is probably – Ballantyne wasn't out there for a while either because of injury. So, some of those things start to add up. But, we'll hope that once everybody's healthy, they shore that up a little bit. Bisaccia, though, has won my heart back over. I was getting a little anti-Bisaccia early in the season. Like, seriously, what are we doing out there? What is happening, especially with with the kicking conundrums and all of that kind of stuff. But you know, I'll give Bisacci a credit because he's got the special team shored up. And we've talked about that in the past, though, right? Yeah. A lot of special teams is your defensive side of the ball. And when your defense lacks, your special teams is going to lack. And we've seen that it work in correlation for the Green Bay Packers for a lot of years. Well, lo and behold, look what happens when you have a defense that shows up on the field and how that also affects your special teams. It's pretty amazing how they all connect together on a cohesive team.
I've always thought that if you have a kick butt defense, you've probably got a kick butt special teams. The two go hand in hand. I will give Bisacci, kind of looking back, hindsight, to be able to stick with a young kicker and go through what they did, but then get it fixed. Now, just the grace of God, just lucky Brandon McManus was available.
Right.
But I wonder if this is something we're going to see every year. I know they have guys in for tryouts and workouts and all of that, but like in earnest, give guys a chance until further notice. Maybe McManus is their guy going forward, because maybe now they look at this as a team that we just don't want to mess with the bottom line, which is the made or the missed field goal. So
I hope McManus is the guy at least for a couple of years. I mean,
yeah, with extend him when you you know, at the earliest convenience. I guess it's no big rush with the kicker, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, this is a team who, after Mason Crosby lost a step or two, kind of went through the ringer with kickers. And let's be honest, I texted you this weekend because I could have watched a really good football game. Instead, I chose to watch the Jets play. And mostly because it's fun to see Aaron Rodgers throw things on the sideline. I mean, it really truly is. It's